But Abram, he responds. And you know, this is what I love about the Word of God, that God is a God of recovery. He's a God of patience. He's a God of love and grace and mercy. And He knows our frame. You know, if we are honest with ourselves, we'll confess that we also know a lot about our own hearts. You know that we have a desire very often to begin well with vigor and with determination. And yet, a few days later, the old things creep in and we're back to the same patterns that we lived before. But Abram obeyed. Mm-hmm. And you know, young people, there may be things that we have not done that we should have done. Perhaps we should be better than what we are presently. But you know, God wants us from this point to be able to move forward. Paul speaks of the fact of forgetting those things which are behind. You know, the world says, you know, and rightfully so, you can't go back on tomorrow. What we have is today and moving forward. And that's the exciting part of what Abram did. He came, he remembered the promises of God. You see, what he repeats in the earlier chapters here, chapter 12, is what God told him. He didn't make something up. He went back to the promises of God. And the reason why he goes back there is that he believes that the God who spoke to him cannot lie. And he said, Abram, I'm going to make you a great nation. He says, I will bless you. And those who bless you, I will bless them. And those who have the audacity to curse the chosen one of God, I will curse them. And Abram, he hurries and pulls himself together. He takes his wife. We know about Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance, and they go forth into the land of Canaan. And it says, and into the land of Canaan they came. You know, we are in the land, young people. This is the privilege, the place that we have in Christ Jesus. Do you know how long it probably took Abram to travel to get into the land of Canaan? There was much energy that was used. He had his wife and he had Lot and he had others with him. Substance, all that he had, Abram brought with him into the land. And it says, you know, what a joy it must have been for Abram to walk upon the land of promise. Young people, we must never take for granted what it took to bring us into the inheritance. You know, it is very easy for us to just become so familiar with the death of the Lord Jesus. We can say it, speak it, we understand it, but it loses its sense in our own hearts and our own souls. And on a Lord's Day, each Lord's Day, we just come and do, well, what we're supposed to do. And then what happens is we return to the patterns of the lifestyle that we are accustomed to living. Oh, what a shame that is for us to live double lives. Brother Brian pointed out that there was there in the land the Canaanite. There will always be a challenge to us taking up our inheritance. It's never going to be easy, young people. It is going to require commitment and devotion. You see, what Christ has done for us, He's brought us in a wonderful way. But there is some responsibility and work that is going to be associated with us taking up the inheritance. You see, Abram had to walk through the land. And walk speaks of energy. Abram wanted to see and enjoy the inheritance that God had promised to him. And so we heard this morning that he built the first altar, the altar of appreciation. He built it unto the Lord who appeared unto him. You know, I think that this is one of the greatest challenges for you and for me. Has the Lord really appeared unto you and to me? Have I seen the Lord Jesus? You know, sometimes I'm very jealous of the Apostle Paul. He was a man that was caught up. You know, the first experience that he had with the Lord Jesus is that the Lord Jesus blinded him with the greatness of himself and his person. But you know, he had this experience later on that he was caught up into the third heaven. And he said he saw things that he could not even utter after men. But those things that he saw, young people, are the things that motivated him the rest of his life. You know, if you've ever been in love, and there's a few of us that are married here, so we can speak very accurately about being in love. Many of you are young people and you think you know what love is. But love is not looking at a handsome young man and a very pretty young lady and being infatuated with her. Love is loving that person very deeply for who they are, with all of their idiosyncrasies, with their difference of looks and height, and finding all the beauties that are in the character of that person. And you know, the Apostle Paul, oh, how he loved the Lord Jesus. Because he saw the face of the one that he spent most of his life in opposition to. But he loved the Lord Jesus. And from that moment on, that love, oh, how it motivated him to tell others about the Lord Jesus, to be an example of the believer. Oh, to be one that longed to be with his Savior. Abram, the altar of appreciation. You know, may we never, young people, get to the point where we don't appreciate all that the Lord has done for us. It says here that, verse 8, he, Abram, removed from there unto a mountain. Let me just ask a question. When should I stop speaking? No, what does the schedule say? 6? Okay. So he had built this first altar in the land, near the oak of Moriah, place called Shechem. But you know, young people, the experience of Abram is just like you and me. You know, we first are at that altar of appreciation, the freshness of who the Lord Jesus is. We get a glimpse of his beauty. Oh, we hear about what he has done to make us special and wonderful. And yet, you know, you realize that you cannot live there at Shechem. You know, we are only here for a weekend, young people. And one of the realities of coming apart for a retreat is that the Lord waters us. He challenges us. And you know, as campers, when we were younger, we say, oh, I'd love to live at camp. It is a wonderful place. I don't want to go home. Because when I go home, it's going to be, that's right, it's going to be reality. And so we think that staying here in this kind of artificial setting is going to be life. But you know, life is not in artificial settings. So Abram, he moves out from the place of the altar of appreciation. He has now this pilgrim character. And young people, we want to challenge ourselves. Do I have the perspective? Do I have the mindset that I am a pilgrim? You know, a pilgrim carries all of his possessions or her possessions. They don't have things that are going to be fastened to the foundations of the world.